This article is brought to you by the best-selling book seat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Team synergy versus teamwork, what's the difference? Two concepts that sound alike, but demand completely different things from you. In short, teamwork is people working together toward a goal. Team synergy is what happens when that combined effort produces something greater than any individual could achieve alone. Teamwork is about coordination. Team synergy is about emergence. Teamwork can be managed. Team synergy must be cultivated. Teamwork delivers results. Team synergy multiplies them. Definition: Team synergy is the phenomenon where a group's combined effort produces outcomes that exceed what any individual member could generate alone, built on trust, complementary strengths, and sustained connection. Teamwork is the coordinated effort that makes collaboration possible in the first place. I once watched a project manager spend 3 months demanding better teamwork from her team. She ran coordination meetings. She set clearer deadlines. She assigned roles with precision. The work got done. The targets were met. And yet, 6 months later, she sat across from me and said, "I feel like we are always just scraping by." She had built excellent teamwork. What she wanted was team synergy, and she did not yet know the difference. That confusion costs people more than they realize. You cannot build what you cannot name. If you're trying to develop team synergy, but treating it like a coordination problem, you will pour effort into the wrong things and wonder why the results feel flat. If you're expecting teamwork from a group that is not yet ready for synergy, you will push too hard and fracture the trust that makes everything possible. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one and what each one actually requires. If you want to go deeper on how synergy relates to working alongside others, team synergy versus collaboration, key differences and when to use each covers that ground directly. What teamwork really means in practice. Teamwork is people coordinating their individual efforts toward a shared goal. It is organized, purposeful, and directed. In practice, teamwork looks like clear roles, reliable handoffs, and people doing their part without dropping the ball. It is the engine of most functional workplaces. A team with strong teamwork shows up, communicates tasks, and meets deadlines. They do not necessarily love working together. They do not necessarily push each other to think differently, but they deliver. Picture a logistics team preparing a product launch. One person handles vendor coordination, another manages internal communications, a third owns the timeline. They meet twice a week. They flag blockers. They hit their dates. Nobody fumbles a handoff. That is teamwork working exactly as it should. Teamwork requires clarity, accountability, and reliable communication. Without those foundations, even talented people become a tangle of crossed wires. With them, a team can perform consistently regardless of how well its members connect on a personal level. What team synergy really means in practice. Team synergy is what happens when a group produces results that exceed what any individual, or the sum of their separate efforts, could achieve alone. It is not simply cooperation at a high level. It is something that emerges from the relationship between people over time. In practice, team synergy looks like conversations that build on each other in ways nobody planned. It looks like someone finishing a colleague's thought, not because they rehearsed it, but because they genuinely understand how the other person thinks. It looks like a group solving a problem faster than any member could have managed alone. Imagine that same logistics team 6 months later. They have worked through several difficult launches together. They now anticipate each other's pressures. When one person spots a problem, two others are already adjusting their work before being asked. Decisions happen faster. Ideas get sharper as they pass between people. The output surprises even the team itself. Team synergy requires trust, psychological safety, and enough shared experience that people's strengths begin to complement each other naturally. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains exactly how that foundation gets built. The key differences side by side. Dimension team synergy teamwork focus collective emergence coordinated effort timeframe develops over months or years can be established quickly what it requires trust, safety, complementary, strengths clarity, accountability, communication what it builds collective intelligence and momentum reliable execution and consistency when to use it complex, adaptive challenges repeatable processes and clear tasks common mistake expecting it too early mistaking it for the destination what it looks like with absent polite. But flat output, no creative lift miss deadlines, confusion. Drop tasks the timeframe difference matters more than most leaders appreciate. Teamwork can be installed relatively quickly with the right systems and expectations in place. Team synergy cannot be rushed. It grows like roots, slowly and out of sight, until one day the tree is strong enough that you feel it. The requirement difference is equally important. Teamwork demands structural clarity: who does what, when, and how. Team synergy demands something more personal: the willingness to be genuinely known by your colleagues, and the courage to bring your full thinking into the room. The distinction in what each builds is where leaders most often confuse the two. Teamwork builds a reliable machine. Team synergy builds a living system. Machines maintain their output. Living systems can grow beyond anything their designers imagined. When team synergy is absent, but teamwork is strong, you get consistent, competent output that rarely surprises anyone. When teamwork is absent, but a team chases synergy, you get inspired ideas with no infrastructure to deliver them. Both matter. They are not interchangeable. Where team synergy and teamwork overlap. These two concepts are closely related. In most high-performing teams, they operate together rather than separately. Strong teamwork often creates the conditions that allow team synergy to develop. When people coordinate reliably, trust begins to build. When trust builds, people take more risks with their thinking. When people risk more with their thinking, collective intelligence starts to emerge. Teamwork, sustained over time, can quietly grow into team synergy. Team synergy also depends on teamwork to function. A group with deep trust and remarkable collective intelligence will still fail if no one is clear on their role or if communication breaks down. Synergy amplifies what teamwork makes possible. It does not replace the need for structure. Both require consistent, honest feedback to survive. A team that cannot give and receive feedback will neither coordinate well nor build the safety needed for real synergy. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth reading if that is a gap in your team right now. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth broadens that further. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use team synergy. Use team synergy as your goal when the work demands collective intelligence, creative problem-solving, or adaptive responses to uncertainty. When problems have no clear solution. If your team is facing a challenge where the answer is genuinely unknown, you need the kind of combined thinking that synergy produces. No single person's expertise is sufficient. The group must think together. When innovation is required, teams that develop strong synergy generate ideas that none of their members would have reached alone. If the work requires original thinking, invest in building the relational depth that makes synergy possible. When speed of adaptation matters, synergistic teams respond to change faster because they read each other, anticipate needs, and communicate without friction. In fast-moving environments, that responsiveness is a competitive advantage. When the team has been together long enough, attempting to build synergy in a newly formed group often produces frustration. The trust is not yet there. Expect teamwork first. Let synergy emerge from it. When the stakes of flat output are high, if good enough is not good enough for this project or this season, synergy is what separates competent from exceptional. If you focus on synergy before teamwork is solid, you will build a team with ambition, but no reliable infrastructure. That is a fragile place to be. When to use teamwork. Use teamwork as your primary focus when the work is clear, repeatable, and dependent on reliable execution. When a team is new. New groups need structure before they need depth. Clear roles, reliable communication, and consistent accountability give people the security to begin trusting each other. That trust becomes the seed of something greater later. When the task is well defined, if the steps are known and the outcome is predictable, strong teamwork is exactly what is required. Synergy is not necessary for a process that simply needs to be executed well. When you are rebuilding after disruption, a team that has lost members, navigated conflict, or been through a difficult period needs to re-establish coordination before anything else. Teamwork restores the ground beneath people's feet. When accountability has broken down, if handoffs are being missed, deadlines ignored, or responsibilities blurred, the issue is teamwork, not synergy. Strengthen the structure first. When onboarding new members, new people need clarity and consistency before they can integrate into a group's deeper rhythms. Teamwork creates the container. Synergy fills it over time. Expecting synergy from a group that does not yet have solid teamwork in place is like expecting a harvest before you've prepared the soil. The sequence matters. How to use daily stand-up meetings to actively build team synergy over time shows how the daily rhythms of teamwork can quietly build towards something more. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. Many leaders treat teamwork and team synergy as the same thing, just at different intensity levels. Why it happens. Both involve people working together, so they appear to be on a single spectrum rather than two distinct concepts. The resolution. Ask yourself what the work actually requires. If coordination and reliability are the need, you're in teamwork territory. If the challenge demands collective intelligence and emergent thinking, you're looking for synergy. The confusion. Leaders try to build team synergy before teamwork is established, then blame the team when it does not appear. Why it happens. Synergy sounds like the goal, and people want to move toward the goal as quickly as possible. The resolution. Check whether your team has the structural foundations first, clear roles, reliable communication, and consistent accountability. Synergy cannot take root in unstable ground. Build the base. The rest follows. The confusion. People assume that a team with strong personal relationships automatically has team synergy. Why it happens. Synergy feels like a human concept, so people conflate it with friendliness or connection. The resolution. Genuine synergy shows up in the work, not just the conversation. A warm, collegial team that still produces flat out but has good relationships, not synergy. Look for evidence in results, problem solved faster, ideas that surprise the group, output that exceeds what any individual could have managed. Peer-to-peer feedback. Strengthening team bonds can help you develop the kind of honest connection that actually fuels synergy rather than just goodwill. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are leading a newly formed team, focus entirely on teamwork for the first 3 to 6 months. Establish clear roles, create reliable rhythms, and practice giving feedback consistently. Do not pressure the group towards synergy before trust exists. How to run productive meetings, but don't waste time is a practical place to start building those rhythms. If you're managing a team that performs reliably, but feels stuck at good enough, teamwork is solid and synergy is the next frontier. Your work now is relational, build psychological safety, encourage people to share thinking before it is polished, and create space for genuine disagreement. Competence without courage produces average results. If you're facing a complex, undefined challenge with no clear solution, you need team synergy and you need to create conditions for it quickly. Surface complementary strengths. Run conversations that build on each other. Protect the space for emergent thinking by keeping meetings free of hierarchy. If your team has experienced disruption, such as losing key members or navigating conflict, return to teamwork fundamentals before reaching for anything more ambitious. Restore clarity, rebuild trust to consistent follow-through, and let synergy re-emerge on its own timetable. Knowing the difference between these two concepts is itself a form of leadership. You cannot build the right thing if you do not know what you're building. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Teamwork is coordinated effort toward a shared goal. It can be structured and managed from the start. Team synergy is an emergent property. It develops over time from trust, complementary strengths, and sustained psychological safety. You cannot shortcut the sequence. Teamwork creates the conditions that allow team synergy to grow. Strong personal relationships do not guarantee synergy. Look for evidence in results, not just in warmth. Most teams need both. Teamwork is the infrastructure. Synergy is what makes that infrastructure come alive. The ability to name the difference means you can address the right problem at the right time. If you want to go further, these articles will help you build on what you have just read. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy gives you the relational foundation. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it shows you how to keep it growing. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift, and it begins the moment you understand what you're actually working toward. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy and how does it differ from teamwork? Team synergy is what happens when a group produces results that exceed what any individual member could generate alone. Teamwork is coordinated effort toward a shared goal. Synergy goes further. It requires deep trust, complementary strengths, and collective momentum that builds over time. Can you have teamwork without team synergy? Yes, and most teams do. Teamwork means people cooperate effectively and meet their targets. Team synergy is rarer. It emerges when cooperation deepens into genuine collective intelligence, where the group thinks and responds as one. Plenty of functional teams never reach that level, and that is perfectly normal. How do you build team synergy in the workplace? Building team synergy starts with establishing trust and psychological safety so people contribute fully. From there, it requires consistent communication, clear roles that play to individual strengths, and regular feedback that strengthens rather than fractures the group. It grows slowly through practice, not through a single workshop or event. What does team synergy look like in practice? You know, team synergy is present when the group solves problems faster than any member could alone, when conversations build on each other naturally, and when people anticipate each other's needs without being asked. It feels less like a meeting and more like a well-rehearsed performance, fluid, responsive, and generative. Is team synergy the same as collaboration? Not exactly. Collaboration is a method people working together on shared tasks. Team synergy is an outcome of the elevated performance that emerges when collaboration, trust, and complementary strengths combine over time. You can collaborate without achieving synergy, but you cannot achieve synergy without sustained, high-quality collaboration. Why does team synergy matter more than teamwork alone? Teamwork delivers reliable, coordinated results. Team synergy delivers results that surprise you, outcomes that were not possible through individual effort or simple cooperation. In complex, fast-moving workplaces, the ability to generate that elevated collective output is the difference between a team that performs and one that transforms. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.